Bezrat Hashem, tonight we are going to be counting Hod Shebagvura. Today I hope you took what we learned yesterday and applied it. If not, then you're wasting your time. But you have to take what we're learning and really apply it. Tonight, Bezrat Hashem, we will be counting the Sfirah of Hod Shebagvura. Now, in many situations that we face, it's very easy to be the weak one. Can be an argument, can be in a situation that I don't really feel like dealing with, and that happens, if not on a daily basis, pretty often, that I'm faced with a situation and I find the easy way out is just to be weak, can't deal with this, and to take a step back. And to be weak in a situation is not usually the right choice. Usually it's much better to be strong. But practically and realistically saying, we find ourselves in many situations that I choose to be the weak, to take the weak side. Now, I have to understand in a very deep way that in essence, the power that I have is 10 times greater, if not 100 times greater than what I can even fathom that my power is actually. And I just don't understand, I just don't know that. I'm not aware of that. We talked about it yesterday, that the neshama is so powerful that if I would be able to reach to a point to activate 1% of the power of the neshama, I would be many times more stronger than what I am now. So when I'm facing a situation that I'm very, very weak, which unfortunately we find it way too often, I have to understand that my inner power, my neshama, is much more greater than what I understand. Now, usually I will have different challenges that will be very threatening to my situation, or if not threatening, they're going to be a severe challenge. And it seems to me that my ability is very, very weak. And you can take it to wherever direction you want. But that's the truth of the matter. That we will be faced with a challenge. A challenge would look like a threat because it puts me under pressure, puts me in a place of a bind, puts me in a place of chas v'shalom being under anxiety or whatever it is. And the first approach is that I can't handle this. This is, my power is way weaker than the threat. But what would be the first reaction? To give up. Okay, can't deal with this. And either I will throw it somewhere else, or I don't know, go crawl into my bed and put my cover under my head and think that will make some type of a solution. Now, the reality is that I have to sometimes bring myself to a point that I admit my weakness. Most people are very, very hard to admit to their weaknesses. They will blame it on everything else. And they will find who to blame something that I'm weak at. But to admit on a weakness, that's actually a much higher level than to ignore the weakness. Now, the power to admit in Hebrew says lehodot. The power to admit comes from the sfirah of hod. Even though hod has nothing to do with admitting, but hod is the same letters of lehodot. Because admitting is a very, very hard thing to do. In case you didn't notice now, we kind of forgot about it, but in the month of Nisan, we don't admit much. Usually we admit three times a day. Ashamnu, vaganu, gazalnu. Although usually people say it in the speed of an F-16. They don't really stop to say, you know what? I did sin. Ashamnu, bagadnu. Usually the tachanun part comes with a sigh. Again, Tachnun, there's no some tzaddik that passed away today, or maybe a Brit in the diameter of 1,500 kilometers from here, or something that will cause me not to say Tachanun today. So, but Tachanun is the peak of the day where I actually admit in front of Hashem, but more than that, I admit to myself, hey, I failed here. Who am I kidding? It's not my wife's fault. It's not my kid's fault. It's not my neighbor's fault. It's not the world's fault. It's my weakness. That's why before Yom Kippur, Hashem says, you want me to forgive you? I only want one thing from you. Admit. So I'm giving you 40 days to wake up at 4 in the morning and start admitting that you are wrong. And when you admit, I'll forgive you. If you don't admit, fine. And you know what? I see with my kids that I know when they're wrong and when they're not. Kids think that adults, they just skipped a phase in their life and they don't understand that we were also once kids. So I always tell my kids the same things. If you admit, 90% of the din will be removed. Just admit. Be a man. And if you're a woman, be a woman. But it works better in the term, be a man. And admit. So the power of admitting comes from the sphira of hod. Is saying, you know, I failed here. Oh, I'm weak in this situation. I have a weakness to this thing. I have a weakness to that. Whatever it is. But in order to admit, you know what you need? Courage. Gvura. You need to have courage to come and say, I was wrong. If you know how to develop courage to admit, then you probably will have 90% less friction, arguments, and problems with the people around you. Because most people, when they are pointed at, right away, whoa, I'm not so wrong like you think. You are more wrong than me. I didn't ask you if I'm wrong. Now we're talking about you. So I need to know how to develop the courage, which is gvura, to admit that I'm weak here. This is already gvura shebahod. But right now, we're applying the power of admitting, the hod, which is lehodot, and I need gvura for that. Now, the way it works, Hashem will constantly throw challenges into my face, into my life. Every day has to be a new challenge. There's no such a thing that there's going to be a day without a challenge. Sometimes the challenges are big, sometimes the challenges are small. But I have to understand and internalize that if there is a challenge, Hashem is giving me the exact same power to overpower this challenge. Hashem doesn't put a challenge in front of me, a nisayon, a test, without giving me also the power to actually be able to overpower it. Now, practically saying, sorry. When I have a challenge, there's a very big temptation to just let go. Leave me alone, I don't want to deal with this. You know that phone call you get, and you don't want to deal with it, and it's ringing and ringing, and you're like praying to Hashem, can this phone explode? I don't want to deal with this person right now. There's a very big temptation to just let go. And what does it mean? To run away from responsibility. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can be wise, kind, charitable. Doesn't matter. We all get to a situation that I'm faced with a challenge and I do not want to deal with it. It can be my wife, can be my landlord, can be my business partner, can be whatever it is. And right away there's a temptation, just let go. Just make up something. Just remove responsibility here. Now, usually when I'm faced in such a situation, the power of Gvura will not be revealed. The power of Gvura will be very concealed to a point that I'm not going to even notice that I have even the Gvura to deal with it. Why? Because right now it's a time of difficulty. Practically saying is I have to develop A, the courage to admit when I failed. When I have the courage to admit when I failed, by default what it does a complete reverse situation. Most of us find it hard to admit when we failed. But you have to know how to. How do you do that? Then you, first of all, you gather a lot of courage by saying, you know what, if I admit, it actually I come out much better here. So practically saying, the hod is to allow me to know how to start admitting. Yeah, I'm weak here. And you know what? We're facing sometimes with challenges, not between me and another person, a challenge between me and my yetzer hara. And we all have a certain weakness that it's very hard for us to get rid of. Whatever it is, I'm not going to start touching everybody's soft points and chas v'shalom putting people under a microscope. But we all have at least one or two things that I'm battling with my yetzer hara and I can't seem to overpower it. Whatever it is, usually it will be a big sin, a small sin. When I admit that I fail, then what it does is the reverse action. It actually lets me overpower it. Most people say that they don't want to admit when they failed. So they'll blame it on anything possible. So what do I want to apply today? I want to apply Hod Shebagvura. I want to apply the first of all the power of, again, I mention that every day. In order to do that, you have to be humble. You have to bring yourself to a level of humility, of shaflut. And I have to bring myself to a point that I admit, yeah, I'm not so great. I failed here, and I will fail here, and I failed here. Needless to say, I have to reach deep down into my heart to bring some gvura out. I have to be brave to say, honey, I'm sorry, you're right. This is usually doesn't work between couples, that you say, honey, you were right. Usually, you're right, but. So you got to remove the but and say, yeah, honey, you're 100% right. I'm not saying, I'm saying, of course, when you are 100% wrong. So practically saying, I have to understand, first of all, that when I'm weak, then I have to admit, I want this 17th cookie right now here on the table. Admit, I'm weak right now. Don't pretend. Once you admit to your weakness, you by default exposing the gvura to overpower your weakness is by admitting. Second of all, I need to know how to reach down to the depth of my neshama to bring this courage to know to face my challenges. How do I do that? By understanding that Hashem gives me a challenge, He gives me the solution. He gives me the ability to fight it. I just don't have the emunah that I'm able to do it. So we have here a few components that I need to apply and to work on. First of all, needless to say, I have to increase my emunah. When I increase my emunah, that if Hashem gave me a challenge, it gives me also the tools so good to overpower it. I have this belief that I'm able to do it. Therefore, I'm already falling into another defensive mode of, okay, I can't deal with this challenge, so let me just give up. And I just fall lower and lower and lower. So today, we have a very powerful energy in the universe that I can apply the complete, where, you know, it's not the right example, but it's kind of like a reverse psychology. Oh, if I think that I'm going to fail here, then there's the utmost potential to actually overpower it. So Bezrat Hashem, practically saying, I mean, we talk about constantly of doing things practically. Now, we mentioned yesterday that the Sfira yesterday was Netzach Shebegvura. And I said Netzach is to control, to overpower, to conduct, to go out, to overpower the Gvura. But, you know, Netzach and Hod are husband and wife. We have different Sfirot that we don't really call them a husband and wife. Rather, they have a male side and a female side. So Netzach is the male side and Hod is the female side. There's always in teachings of Kabbalah, there's going to be a relations of a female and a male. The fact that Hod is the female side, it's more soft, more receptive, more receiving. So it's already a Sfira that is easier to accept. Now, I need to know how to transform the weakness, that my weakness becomes an advantage. Usually, you would look at a weakness as a disadvantage. But when I find a weakness, I have to transform it to an advantage. How? By admitting. If I admit I have a weakness over here, that's when I'm actually making the weakness an advantage. And when I admit, that's when I reveal the powers of Gvura that are hidden in me. That's how powerful admitting is. And that's why the Ari even says, Ari Zal is very highly promoting the prayer of Kriyat Shema Alamita by saying that the ultimate tikkun for the severest sins can be achieved in Kriyat Shema Alamita. And according to the Nosach of the Ari, you say Tachanun before you go to bed. And Ari explains that if you say it with the right kavana, you have the power to completely uproot all the klipot of what you have caused and manufactured, so to say, from your sins. Only by the power of admitting. And that's why you see on Yom Kippur, every couple paragraphs, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Al-Chet, Val-Chet. Hashem says, listen, I am not expecting you to be an angel. I am expecting you to subdue yourself and say, I did a mistake. When you know how to say I did a mistake, that's when you reveal the hidden powers of your Gvura. That's why Moshe was great. Moshe knew how to admit. Moshe said, as great as I am, he knew to admit when he's wrong. That's why we call him Rabbeinu, because he's our teacher. Now, practically saying, we like to apply things practically. I have to observe a point of difficulty in my life. It can be something that is today happening today. Usually it's happening today because every day I have difficulties. But I have to look at the difficulty in my life that right now I'm dealing with and to observe, like an observer from the outer side, how am I relating with this difficulty? Am I breaking down, caving down under the pressure? And am I waking up and saying, no, okay, no problem, there's a difficulty, I'll find the tool to deal with it. I have to observe how am I dealing with it. If I'm giving up, or if I'm not giving up. If I'm giving up, then I know that I failed here. So admit and move on. If I'm not giving up, then it means that I'm walking on the right path, and all I need to do is apply a very positive outlook. That's okay, whatever Hashem, this is Hashem's will. Whatever happened, that's what Hashem wants. That's practically saying, but it can only be done if you're observing how you're dealing with a weakness, with a point that you're about to break. And sadly said, everybody is dealing with that, if not on a daily basis, at least once a week, you find a situation that you almost cannot deal with a challenge. Now take a stop, look aside, say, okay, how am I dealing with this? Am I dealing with this, excuse my language, like a loser, and I can't handle with it? Then you make an X and say, okay, I lost the battle right here. Which means I have to now start pumping up, building myself. And if I'm actually know to say, okay, whatever, I'll deal with it. Whatever Hashem throws into my face, I will deal with it. And you're taking it in a more of a positive approach and adding on this, the admitting, that's when suddenly you will see unbelievable powers are being revealed, that not only that you're going to recognize these powers, it's going to give you the tools how to overpower the challenge. And needless to say, this is a circle. Comes another challenge and another challenge. So today is the time in the universe that is an auspicious time to meditate and to focus on that, specifically on that. And I'm sure that in the 3-4 days back and 3-4 days forward, there is some type of a challenge that you are happen to be dealing with it right now. Make an observation. How am I dealing with this? Am I dealing with this challenge like a winner? Or am I dealing with this challenge like a loser? And there's nothing wrong with admitting, yeah, I lost here. This is one thing that I try very hard to teach my kids when they're young, is the knowing how to lose. To win is very easy, to raise your hands. But to know how to lose like a winner, that's even greater. Then you know that somebody else won, okay, nothing happened, we'll try again. Most people don't know how to lose. That's when they lose their focus and control. So Hashem designs it in such a way that sometimes you lose. Something wrong with losing. Because when you lose, you gain experience, more knowledge. Nothing wrong with losing. And you know when you really are a winner is when you admit that you lose, that you lost. So nothing is lost. Shum davar lo avud. Everything can be rectified, anything can be fixed, anything can be changed completely. Depends on your attitude. And needless to say, adding a lot of emunah into this whole process then makes you much more successful. And in order to increase emunah, you know, when you want the emunah to go up, then you need to reduce and decrease arrogance, ego, yeshut, and all these feelings that make you think that you're such a successful individual. Oh, no, make yourself a little bit smaller. You'll see your emunah is growing. You know, like a seesaw. That's how you call that game. The one is up and then the other one is down. Make your ego go down. The Ramban says, "Ashpil tatzmecha." Make yourself small and humble. You'll be nasecha makom. Kadosh Baruch Hu is already going to raise you up. Bezrat Hashem should have the right approach and the right understanding how to deal with our challenges. And needless to say, when we know how to do it in our private world, we know how to affect the world to deal with their challenges. Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should make us very successful in our task. Bezrat Hashem, listen to our prayers and make sure that we stop ready to battle with our own challenges.